Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm John Batchelor with Tom Oatley, former acting secretary of the Navy, now the CEO of Battlerock Ventures, and president as well. We're looking at the budget request by the Trump administration for the U.S. Navy in 2027. However, there is implicit in this a metaphor, something that's called the Golden Fleet, and that is said to be turning on the building of a super battleship, something that's fast and very powerful, which, according to Defense News, is endorsed by some admiral somewhere. The puzzle for me is that I read contrary information, so Tom, help me here. The size of the fleet is important, I understand, but the kinds of ships and the missions are equally important. And right now we're dealing with two peers, Moscow and Beijing, with hostile intent. They have surrogates, North Korea and Tehran come to mind, but their fleets are the concern. We're building more capital ships. My understanding is that that has to withstand the technology advance that's underway in our with our potential adversaries. Is the Golden Fleet an answer to what we're seeing now dominating the battlefield, no matter whether it's on land or sea? Drones. Is the Golden Fleet built for drones, or is this a new concern that it just came in?
Well, the Golden Fleet right now, from my understanding and what I've read and what I've heard people talk about, is largely encapsulated in the idea of rebuilding the Navy and creating a bigger, more powerful Navy. And what I've seen in terms of force structure shows still a significant amount of high-end ships, to include this new proposed battleship on the high end with aircraft carriers and DDGs, and then a lot more on the lower end as well to help address this issue of a distributed maritime force. So that would be the frigate and some of the other smaller ships that are out there. I have not seen a description, a clear description of what the end state of this is supposed to look like. There are bits and pieces of it. There have been descriptions of this new battleship that the president introduced and Secretary Phelan talked about. There's no money for that ship in terms of procurement in this particular budget request, but my understanding is that they're going to be doing a lot of studies. They are funding studies to understand what this ship would look like. It's supposed to be up to 40,000 ton ship, and that's really huge. It's going to require significant propulsion plant and cost. And so the question is, you know, has the Navy done the full analysis on what the ship would look like, what it would cost, how it would be, how it would be outfitted with weapons and so on? And the answer to that is no. But they're serious about it, and they intend to explore it for sure. So, with respect to your question about unmanned, there's no unmanned in this, because they're not really considered in this class of ship in terms of this budget request. However, I do know that there is money in the budget request to look at the unmanned systems, drones, et cetera. They're becoming a very big part, obviously, of how we fight. And frankly, I think we're a little behind some of our smaller and more agile adversaries, as we're seeing with the Iranians, a non-adversary like Ukraine, an adversary like the Russians, who have been adopting on the battlefield quickly. And for us, that's something that we need to learn how to do better. We need to learn agility, both in procurement and how we deploy systems and how quickly we're ready to modify them in the theater. So I'm seeing some encouraging signs. They're looking at the LCS as a potential platform. This is the new smaller ship that we have as a potential platform for drones that can be launched very cheaply from these, either as a on the water vessel or as a aerial type of drone. So I'm seeing a lot of innovation and a lot of talk about this. We'll see how it materializes.
Tom Moodley, former acting secretary of the Navy, now president and CEO of Bedrock Ventures. I'm John Batchelor.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.